I mean, for one thing, as as I've mentioned here and there in a column, what is going to happen to the New York Times? As I wrote in this week's column, Ronald Reagan called Nixon after, in December 1972, Nixon was president then, Reagan governor, after Reagan had seen Walter Cronkite's report on CBS News on the Vietnam War. Reagan called Nixon to say if these were, this were World War II circumstances, CBS News would be prosecuted for treason. This quote is also in my book, Treason, by the way.
Do you have a book for sale? I didn't know that.
No, this is one that isn't for sale, but it's a magnificent book. Well, it is for sale.
It's
all my books
sale.
Are for sale, but it's not the book I'm supposed to be hawking right now. I'm just mentioning
pimping,
it.
Yes.
Because it's relevant to the topic at hand, the New York Times, Treason, thus the aptly titled of my book, title of my book is Treason. And do you think there's any possibility any action will be taken against the New York Times for something that could have gotten them executed? Certainly did get the Rosenbergs executed.
Of course not.
Well, okay. I don't think Bush has.
Bring it back to 1985 for me. There was a Times columnist who went after Reagan. It was Tony Lewis.
Ah, yes, whom I quote in this week's column.
You do indeed. Matter of fact, that's why I brought it up. You see, that's what we know as a subtle plug. You can just jump right in there.
the part of the theme of this week's column, in addition to continuing the drumbeat for a treason trial against the Times, is how liberals always do this. When they're committing treason, they always scream about how they're being persecuted. They did it with Joe McCarthy while they're sheltering Soviet spies. Oh, we're being persecuted, McCarthyism. If you mention that you like Russian vodka, you'll be investigated in this country. That was said by a Soviet spy, now proved by Venona Papers, also in my book, Treason. Nixon and Anthony Lewis, this column back in the 80s, complained that... this was Reagan.
Right.
Of course, Nixon was supposed to be so brutal to the press, so horribly, horribly brutal, and yet he didn't prosecute Jane Fonda for treason. And then Ronald Reagan and Anthony Lewis complaining about, oh, Nixon, he's trying to intimidate us. You know, I read the Times back then, and I don't recall noticing any intimidation on the part of the press, and now we're getting it again with the New York Times, having a drop-off box at the New York Times building for... classified top secret program.
For those people who might not be following this all that closely, it's not that you're hacked off at the Times because they spin every story. That's not it. You're not going after them because they make up stories. You're not going after them for treason because their editorial page is written in Cuba. You're going at them very specifically because they're giving out, shall we say it, trade secrets.
Right. They're revealing classified programs that will unquestionably help Al-Qaeda, help terrorists launch another attack on New York or on America someplace. I mean, the irony of this is that New York is certainly one of the very likely targets, and they are in New York, but as with all insane liberals' ideas, they seem to think they can keep the consequences of their insanity limited to the outer boroughs of New York. It won't affect Manhattanites when the nuke hits. And this latest one, I mean, they've done it before. They did it with the NSA spying program. But this latest one is particularly outrageous. There's no news value in how we are tracking terrorists in this particular case. It's a top secret program. When you have 9/11 commissioners, I mean, forget the president and the Bush administration pleading with the Times not to run this. How about both 9/11 commissioners? Who are not exactly ferocious hawks, and even Jack Murtha, who wants to pull troops out of Iraq in the middle of a war, even Murtha asked the Times not to print this. And yet the Times goes right ahead.
The Times is doing something very, very smart, by the way. The first couple of stories, they went out all on their own, so it was very easy to beat up just the Times. Now they realize that there is safety in numbers, and that they are sharing stories with other newspapers, including, of all newspapers, the Wall Street Journal. I mean,
I don't know the details of who printed what when, but I've heard liberals, you know, their big talking point seems to be, well, what about the L.A. Times and what about the Wall Street Journal? I have no problem with prosecuting them for treason either. Right? Whatever the facts are, fine, but I'll let the prosecutors and the jury and the judge deal with that. The point is, we know what the Times is up to because they have a pattern of conduct here. And it's especially, I mean, as I said in last week's column, what if the Rosenbergs, Julius and Ethel, instead of passing secrets about our nuclear program at Los Alamos, instead of passing it secretly to Soviet agents, instead of that, they just, you know, printed up a newsletter and published it in their newsletter. Would that have immunized them from a treason prosecution?